It's not about the salt. Okay? Just hang in there. I'm just gonna pray for us before I continue. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share your word, Lord, to share something of your heart. Thank you, Lord, that we can be here in this hall tonight. I ask you for hearts to open up. And just for you to have your way in this place, Lord, to do your work. Help us, Lord, just to receive from you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So it's not about the salt. That's why I just brought some popcorn for the guys in the front. Popcorn. You can just pass it on. There's three things that I make. I make fudge, pancakes, and popcorn. Okay? It's all the things I love. So if you want it in the house, it's better if you can make it yourself. You don't have to battle. You don't have to ask. You don't have to compete with anyone. You just make it. So I'm busy teaching Lee about making popcorn. That it can be crispy. This is quite a good batch. She made it. You guys must just send it back. I don't want it to go further. Just let it stay in the front row, please. Okay. Just before I continue, I was just thinking that obviously if we play golf, we would like to spend the day with Tiger Woods. Just get some practice with him, see what he's doing. And Jim, maybe Pierre Spies, big guy from the Bille. Also, if you run, you can run with Tiens. Really good runner. Can go far. Let's just make sure that you can keep up after 44 Ks. A lot of things can happen. And then, obviously, swimming, we've got our stars. We've got the guys who we want to spend time with. And then I just want to come back to spending time with Jesus. It's just something that we would like to do. I've mentioned in Delft where the guy said, we just want to have a day with the Lord, a day with Jesus, a day with walking with him, see what he's doing, how he reacts with people. And then obviously, it is what we can do for one another. Each one of us, we've got a little bit of Jesus inside of us. We've got a little bit when we start being the light of this world, being the salt of the earth. By the way, you need salt for your popcorn. Is it? Hey? Excellent. Salt? I just need to do this right. Okay. Much better. Hey? I can send it on to the second row. Just keep it here. So it was just us walking into different situations, bringing a little bit light, being the salt into situation. That's what I want to highlight tonight. I want to speak a little bit of us being the salt of the earth. You'll see on the next slide. I just want to read the scripture. Matthew 5 verse 13. It says, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. And this was just something that I'm thinking about the last while. Just the salt. We are the salt of the earth. Obviously, this is something that Jesus wanted to say through that. Something about bringing flavor, like salt adding to the popcorn. There's immediately a difference. Something is different. There's more flavor. And obviously, I'm talking to guys that know the Lord. Okay, but I don't want to exclude anyone else. So if you tonight here and you just haven't made a commitment to the Lord yet, but you also want, you're also desperate, you also got certain situations in your life. And that's just when I was praying for tonight and about the sermon, I just thought about, let me just backtrack a bit, I just thought about opportunities and things that happened in my life, especially when I got saved. I was just looking for answers. There was a matric at the matric camp on the sand dune, looking at the cross, and just realized what God has done for me in my life. And that was going, I was going to church, I was doing a lot of nice things, reading my Bible, but I just did it out of religion. I just did it because it made sense. It seems to be the right thing to do. And then suddenly everything just came together. And I just experienced what God has done for me. And from there, going to Stellenbosch, okay, giving my heart to the Lord, making a commitment towards Him, going to Stellenbosch, just getting busy with studies. Again, I tried a lot of things on my own. Just tried to make things happen. Try to work things out. Told the guys this morning, there's two things that I tried on my own. Find a wife, find a job. It didn't work. Okay? That's not a word for someone. And it got later where I was so desperate. Desperate for God. Desperate for something of God. And after I just cried out to God, it was Henry Otto. Some of you might know him. Where I just bumped into him one evening at one of the races, and he just said, "Yeah, could just come to us to a small group. Just come," and he told me something about Shofar. I was doing Shofar Bible School at the time, but I didn't go to the services. I just wanted to know some of the stuff in Bible school. And then that night at small group, it was Koenraad Beyers, another guy just being bold enough to ask me, "Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit?" He was not ashamed of the truth. He was not ashamed of what God has done in his life. He just reached out to me and he changed my life. Obviously, God changed my life, but that opportunity that he created there, it made a massive influence. It changed my whole life. I was a different person. And things just start to happen. Things just got together and just start building and going on missions and a lot of things. But it started with there was people in my life that were prepared to step out of their, almost their comfort zone, walking up to a stranger, just talking to me, finding out what's going on in my life, just spending time with me. And that's where I want to go with this. I actually just want to encourage us that there's so much inside of us. The word that I received as I was busy preparing is like we've got a treasure chest. And we're just holding on to it. And you're just walking with this thingy. It almost relates to no worries. Don't worry. Because we worry, we want to work things out. We want to do this thing. So we're holding on to what we have. We get something, we learn something. We get something in Bible school, get something in small group, and you just hold on. You just walk with this thing, and you're just afraid that something in your life is not going to work out. So now you just hold on. But what we don't understand is the worth of what we've got. This knowledge, all the stuff that we learn. Just coming here tonight is amazing. Privilege, spending time in God's presence, hearing God's voice, all these things. But it's not only for us to come here and have a nice time and see my children dancing on the screen and eating popcorn. It is just coming, we have a time in God's presence, but then we go out again. Then we are going out and we are the salt of the earth. And that's what I want to encourage you with tonight. So obviously afterwards, I really felt that we must just pray with some people that you really feel that you're not worth anything. It's almost as if you've lost that your identity is not in Christ anymore. You look at your own life and your battles and you think, wow, I'm just struggling. I can't do anything right. It's just struggling. And we've got so much. We've received so much. And it's actually so easy just to share, just to be the salt. So when we went to Clancier on the West Coast, when Lee was still an engineer and I was still without work, so just resigning from my job, looking for work in Clancier, there was a church that we joined. They called themselves the Clancier Christian Fellowship. Everything was great until about 3-4 weeks into us being there at Clancier. And they started teaching a few funny things. So I'm pulling out my Bible school notes. I'm phoning a few friends here back in Stellenbosch and all over here. And we're just discussing things, Lee and I. And because at that time, we just did Bible school for what we can learn. We went to church. We did the foundations back in the days. All of these things. And we got so fat. And now we went out to Clancier and being there, and suddenly you think, yes, the things that we see here is just not right. So, just funny, they asked me to preach in the service the Sunday morning, but at the same time, the guy, he said, Jaco, can you preach? I said, actually, we don't want to come to the church anymore. He said, no, but you must just preach for us on Sunday. I said, no, no, no. So that Sunday afternoon, Lee and I, we were still listening to a tape of Fred. A tape, yes. Before MP3s and all those nice things. And suddenly all the cars start stopping at our house. So the whole church decided to come to our house, just come to look for us. Because we're not there. And Clancier here, everybody's working for the beers. So if we sit like this tomorrow, imagine we all go to the same company. Okay? You'll sit in a church like this. I will be in front tomorrow. I'm under you and we sit in a meeting and you tell me what to do. And that's how it was. Everybody working for the beers. So the kiddies never asked each other, your daddy, who's he working for? And those things. That didn't exist in Clancier. Okay, so that day, all the things that we've received of Bible school and so many teachings and so many things, I took it all out and the guys that were sitting in the whole living room, they're full, everyone is packed in there. And I say, the Bible, this what you teach, things doesn't match up. What's going on? I said, nah, but we know about this all the time, but it's not so bad. I said, no, 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 no. It can't go on like this. And we just had to make a stand. And 3 months later, the church closed and some of the other churches continue. It was also not so fresh. But just on the side. But just again to what we receive. I really think it's really important for us because that's what I just felt. This is what God wants us to see. That we are the salt of the earth. We are the salt. Like the salt has just brought something. The popcorn just was just different. It was nice. Suddenly there was something to it. Oh, where it is at the moment. And like people, like we all have our heroes and people that we want to do sport with, people that we want to spend time with. Then there's Jesus. And as we start being the salt, we're bringing Jesus into people's lives. We give them a taste. You guys aren't thirsty yet. You have water. See, that's the beauty about salt. It's not about the salt. You give them a thirst for Jesus. You give them a taste for Jesus. And it's not difficult. I've been, just for myself, I call it Spice Days. So there's a logo there, Spice Day. Come on, you must like that thing. I didn't make it. We are the salt of the earth. Okay? And Spice Day, you will see Spice Day on Facebook. Maybe on our Facebook. Basically, I just want us to, when it's Spice Day, then you must do something different to get between the people. Something different. It's a simple thing, but it's just a way to start out. Because we don't think about it all the time. We like the popcorn. We just want popcorn, and it's nice, and we just want to eat our popcorn. Think about our own stuff. Just do our own thing. And we don't realize that we are actually salt. We can step into somebody's life, and you can really add value. You can really change somebody's life. And they can get a thirst for Jesus. I think there's so many testimonies between us, just being here, of people that stepped into our lives and were prepared to say something, to do something, to be that salt, to be the salt of this earth. This on my from testimonies from Spice Day, taking the train to work. Okay, the first time everybody just sit there on their cell phone, so it's not a lot of interaction. And just walking through from the station to here. And it was just amazing too. Obviously, you trust God to highlight certain people. I'm not going to just speak to everybody. But you just trust God to highlight certain people. So I smelled coffee. I walked into a coffee shop. And Nelson, my friend, was there. I was their first customer, and I took Bernie there once. We'll go back. Just building a relationship with Nelson. Because I trust God for Nelson to come to this church. I trust God for Nelson and Isabella and Diana, all working in a coffee shop, that they will know the Lord. Because that's just what we can give them life. And then, it's actually amazing, because last week or the week before that, I caught a train that was a little bit later than usual. So sitting there, it was a Wednesday. So I'm thinking about small group, thinking about something that we can discuss and say. And then I start talking to people that's volunteering at the Durbanville Children's Home. And then I saw a good friend of mine that used to be in small group with me in Tigerberg, Pierre, sitting just across. And as I got off the train, Pierre was sitting with a friend. He knows her from playing computer games. I don't know. Because this lady. Sorry. And this lady. And we got off together at Monte Vista. And we just started talking. We started talking. And she heard, Shofar. And she used to be in Shofar. And then she got married and things changed, and now they're at a different church, but just looking for a church where they can get involved again. And this morning she was in Century City and she responded to an altar call and we prayed together, and it was just a lovely time. And I just realized that from Spice Day, just being there on the train, connecting with her. Just one example. Another one, just walking here on Thursday. I wanted to take mic stands and stuff to a lady that works at Cape Union Mart. And then God highlighted this woman. I thought, oh, okay, I'm really in a hurry here. So I dropped the stuff, came back. I thought maybe she's going to be gone. So I was now away for a while. And she's still standing there. So I'm just walking past, thinking, okay, I must just make sure that this is from the Lord or something. And then I look back, she's still standing there. And then I just went to talk to her. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know anything. And I just told her, God highlighted you to me for some reason. Because that's all that I had to tell her. But that is how God works. That she can go home. I just thought about it afterwards. There was no agenda, nothing. I just had to connect and maybe just tell her that. Because we just chatted for 20 minutes and then I left and she went up Lionshead. So, and the only thing that was there that that she's special. She's important to God. He saw her standing there, and others responded to that. In the same way, God is going to highlight people to us on Spice Day. And then on every other day. You see, we must get an expectation for these things. We must get an expectation. We must wake up. You must say, Lord, today is your day. Open my eyes. Help me to see. The easiest way to die to yourself is to marry and to have children. That's it. Then you won't think about yourself anymore. That's true. Because the children takes up a lot of time. They wake up at night. Even though you're very tired, you make an effort, you're there because you love them. And you just start, and they're just starting to do something inside of you. Lee tells everyone that she's learned the most and grew the most now that we have children. Just from dying to her own desires, her own things, way of doing things. It's not a bad thing. Everybody suddenly is very, it's very quiet in this place. But that is what I believe is necessary. To step out of our comfort zones. Because things can get very comfortable. To step out in boldness. To take a chance. Just to go and to do something. And the challenge for me, it's easy for me to talk to certain type of people. Some people are just easy. Others not so easy. And the Lord is just, yeah, challenging me to talk to everyone in the same way. Because sometimes there's a businessman, he's standing with his thingy and everything, and then suddenly you feel different when it's just a child. Or, and the challenge for myself is just to go out and to bring life to everyone out there. Trust God for opportunity for everyone. Go back to salt. And popcorn. Just something about the salt. In Bible times, salt was very valuable. They used to pay the Roman legions, they used to pay them in salt. It was a very valuable commodity. And then from there, this, I think it's the Latin word, salarium. Salary. Huh? Salt. And then you say, you're not worth your salt. Of an Afrikaans, it's your sout werd nie. That is all related to salt. So salt was very, it was worth a lot, valuable. So they got the salt from, just from the Dead Sea, the plains there, and salt water, the water evaporating. So they got the salt, but the thing is, it was easy for the salt to get contaminated. Just through light and certain things. They said the outside of the layers of the salt, these salt cliffs, on the outside the salt was not so tasty. It wasn't of the same quality as the salt more on the inside. So the outside was exposed to a lot of things and light. So that all played a role in the salt losing its flavor. And what they did with all this salt that lost its flavor, they threw it on the ground. And they just walked over it and they threw it on the roads and trampled under our feet because it's lost its flavor. It was not worth anymore. But we all know salt when it's salty, when it's on a bright choppy, gooi a soakie op, it brings out flavor. It makes a difference. There's a huge difference, even in popcorn. And that's what I just wanted tonight is to, that we can just experience some of that. That salt, what Jesus is talking about, the salt that brings healing, salt that prevents decay. So often we will put salt on fish, they pack it in salt or meat, and it just prevents the decay to set in. And it prevents, well, and just healing. The salt that brings healing. When we cut and there's a cut, and some people, they say, just run into the sea whenever you injure yourself. Okay, swim a bit, and the salt will do its thing. or bath in salt water. That's a thing that we common here. That's just healing properties. All properties, all things that we can bring into someone's life. Well, I think it's just symbolic of that healing where it stops decay. Where somebody's life can just go down and down and we can just come and bring them some life through being the salt of this earth. Where we can, if you ever put salt on a snail, that bubbles and stuff. Okay, everybody knows what I'm talking about. I got a scent for everyone I catch. And then we caught so many, my dad stopped it. Because we went into the thousands. But that thing, that salt, that brings death, that death. For me, just when I thought about it, it's like we can bring salt, we can bring something in somebody's life that can stop that pattern of destruction, that can stop that, and it can just bring death to a bad thing. It can bring death to whatever is happening in the person's life. There's a lot of things that that salt can do. So, and that we can just, and just preserve, just cleanse how we bath. It brings out the best in stuff. It makes the popcorn just a lot better. Once it came in connection with the salt, everything is just different. But the thing is, why I said it's not about the salt, is we can do Spice Day and we can go and we can share something to people and we can do all the nice things. But in the end, we must trust that the salt will make them thirsty for Jesus. That the salt will make them to connect to the Lord. Because that's what made the difference. Where it's not about us doing it. It's just making them thirsty. Bringing them life. And that's why I'm so thankful to all the guys, all the people in my life that just introduced me to Jesus. That were prepared to say certain things when I was messing up, speaking into my life, telling me to stop, to do some stuff, taking me to church. And that's easy stuff. Come on, that's easy stuff. We can all do that. Taking someone, bring them to church. But just when I pray this, it's just we're so holding on. That's why I like the offering message about the worries. We tend to worry, and when we see something good, we just want to hold on to it. It's like my boys. They get something they didn't want to share, they just hold on to it. Because they're afraid that they're going to lose it. But there's lots. There's life. There's an abundance of life. And just when the salt losing its flavor. It's just, for me, it's just, well, in those days, in the Bible times, just when it gets contaminated and things of this world, the light and all the elements, for me, it's just when we get just entangled in life, just doing our own thing, getting busy with the things of this world, and just losing our focus. Because when I want to preserve my life, when I want to get a wife, you get a life when you get a wife. That's for free. And get a job. There's things that you get so distracted. I can even remember when buying a car, buying a bike. Yes, then I was really distracted. Just looking at bikes. Even Lee will tell me, Yaku, you're wasting time. You Google, and it's just Google and Gumtree and this, and every spare moment you're just on Gumtree and it's looking for specials. And when I sleep and I take out my phone, I just want to check, didn't someone post something now? I don't want to miss the opportunity because everything is sometime on a special. You must just look. So then I get so distracted. And I forget about Spice Day and being the salt and anything. Because I'm just distracted with my things. When I'm looking for work, I was really just in the papers and things. I was just doing that. And you distract even rugby. That's a major distraction. Hey, you can see. I couldn't resist. But just things of this world, it makes that we lose the flavor. Because for me, it's just distractions. That for me, it's a real thing. I've experienced it in my life. And after a while, you're so distracted with all these things, all the worries of this world, that I don't think about giving anything to anyone. And once things started to settle down, and things is simple again, and I get into the rhythm, and I've got the bike, I've got the job, and things are just a bit easy again, then suddenly I can think about being the salt of this earth, I can reaching out to people, and I can focus on other things again. And that's really a distraction for us, I believe, and for me, that we must just be aware of all these things that's in this world. And even I've seen that Durban, Shofar Durban, they've got a media fast, so there's no funky pills from Clint for a while. You guys must go see Funky Pill on Facebook. But it was actually significant for me to see that they're actually doing a media fast. Because we're always on our phones, on Facebook, on computers, and we're always ready to answer. You're always just responding or WhatsApp or there's a thingy going off. It's always a distraction. So for me, for the salt not to lose its flavor, it's just to spend time with God and to be focused. Come with the expectation, stand up in the morning, say, Lord, I don't want to miss your divine opportunities. I don't want to miss that person is going to walk past me. And this morning I was just chatting to someone at church about, we just talk about what if there's going to be so many words and so many things that you can't get anything, you can't do anything because you must just minister to all the people. So I think just get there first. And then we can talk about that problem. Because there's so many opportunities every day. And obviously, it's also just backsliding. Always just neglecting our first love. Just neglecting what's forgetting about God and the things that He's done for us. There's a saying that we must worship God the same way in good times and in bad times. Obviously, in bad times, then we crank it up. Then we're praying a lot. You make sure everything is the whole rhythm is there. But it must be the same, even more in the good times. Just staying with it. And there will be uncomfortable situations. That will come. I was just talking to Leah about that, and she just told me, well, he got really uncomfortable for us. Just coming to this world as God, living in the body as a man, in this earth, knowing of all the things that He can do and just going through everything for us that we can have life and life in abundance. And there will be uncomfortable situations. There will be times where we really have to step out of the box and be a bit bold. We're going to make mistakes. That happens. We're going to pray for people, for all the children in the single. So weird things is going to happen. But I believe most of the times, if you just allow the love of God and the compassion of God to move you, you're going to be right there where God is working. And you're going to bring that life into somebody's life, into their situation. And Bill Hybels, he was doing a lot of with the sailboat, and there were a lot of guys, and he just got involved with guys that don't know the Lord at all. And then there was one guy that stood out, and they became good friends. And he didn't want to speak about Jesus. He was just spending time with this guy. And one day he just told the guy, I don't want to go to eternity without you. That's what he told him. Because he just realized he can't spend time with this guy anymore. And obviously he believed that was just sharing his heart with his friend. And that actually changed his friend's life. And it's just a beautiful testimony how everything happened after that. But he just said, I believe there's going to be something for different people around us. We must ask God for that specific thing that you can tell someone to be the salt for that person, to get them to connect to the Lord. And for that was just the thing that he told him. I'm not going to eternity without you. It's beautiful. So, obviously, to be salt, to be spicy, you must actually be between non-Christians. Okay? Obviously, we can give something to each one of us, or a blessing, and we can bring a word to each one. But there's a world out there that really need Jesus. We really need to connect with Jesus. And we say it a lot, but I don't want us to get comfortable just with where we are. We can't allow to get comfortable with this. And tonight, I really want us just for now, for the next few minutes, just to pray for each other. Just to pray, and I only want you to pray a blessing. Just pray a blessing into that person's life. Because some of us, we don't believe that we can be the salt anymore. We don't believe that we can be this, that we can actually bring something to someone that's going to change their life. And we get so involved, we allow the lies from the enemy to filter through into our minds, and it just makes things difficult. Where Gustav, he was really behaving well last week for 3 days. So we ask him, what happened? He said, teacher told me I must be the boss of my brain. So he's taking thoughts captive. He's the boss of his brain. He didn't believe all the things telling him to be naughty. His own sinful behavior. And he told me about how he helped his friends, and they were ugly with this one guy, and then he stepped in there and he said, no, they must give him also a chance on the slide. They must not be so naughty. And that is just something that we're praying that over his life, because he's good stuff, God's stuff, bringing correction into people's lives. So obviously when we see that is who he is. And some of us, we've lost that uniqueness, that blessing that God wants to bring through our lives to people around us. And I just want us to highlight on the blessing.